silence on the town as the children start to sing. And the lady across the street, she shuts out the night against the thousands waiting as she turns out the light. But it's too late, too late. Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt. Nikki.
We're back.
No, we have a new president.
Yes, we do.
I'm not talking politics.
No, let's not.
No. I'm
it's a good idea not to talk politics.
I am not moving out of the country, but I am not going to talk politics.
Okay.
Can we just get that off the shelf?
It's off the shelf. There we go.
Are we clear?
We're clear.
You're not moving and I'm not moving.
Nope.
We decided we're not going to move.
There we go.
Because we're patriotic and we love this country.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay. There we go. That was our political conversation for the weekend.
There we go.
I'm just happy it's over.
Me too. That was, I made it for a long week.
So instead of complaining about politics, I have a complaint that has to do with maybe something that you'll be very familiar with.
Okay.
And this is, all the men out there will recognize this complaint.
All right.
All right. A couple weeks ago, and these are true stories.
Well, yeah, I know.
A couple weeks ago, I'm with a loved one.
Okay.
And it was a female loved one.
All right.
And we were planning on going, a family member, and I just happened to be there. And we were on our way to go somewhere.
Okay.
But she was not ready yet. And on behalf of all men out there, it is so painful waiting for you women. I shouldn't say you women. That's insulting.
Yeah, you can't classify all of us as women.
It is so painful waiting for all the lovely women in our lives to get ready. And here's the thing. I'm just sitting there watching a Michigan football game. And this wonderful family member of mine looks over at me, and I'm not even doing anything. And she says, "Todd, stop rushing me." And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I just watched a touchdown pass. What in my body language did I give you any indication that I was rushing you? What, Nikki, what is that?
I have no idea. Did you tell her to hurry up or
no.
anything? You said nothing to her.
Well, first off, it's painful enough waiting for women to do their
hair and their makeup.
Wait, hold on. Their eyebrows, their eyelashes, the mascara, that could all be done in a motor vehicle on the way to wherever you are going. Look, men don't have to put makeup on. And we get so much crap for rushing women all the time. I could move my leg in the wrong direction, and I would hear, "Stop rushing me."
Okay.
What is that?
That I honestly don't know, because I'm out the door every morning in a half hour.
I couldn't believe what
was
going on.
That's including having my coffee.
I wanted to go into the kitchen, but I was afraid and worried that I would be accused of, again, rushing this person. I didn't do anything. I could have blinked, and I was rushing this person.
Did you sigh and not realize
no,
it?
No, I thought, man, I better hold my breath. But it took we have wasted as men. We could be out hunting, fishing, doing work outside. We have wasted so much time as young boys waiting for the women in our lives to get ready.
I am so sorry.
On behalf of the women.
Yes.
We appreciate women who take the time to look nice.
Correct.
But come on, ladies. Can't you cut that time down in half?
There are ways to do it. Some of them, I think they make you guys wait for just spite.
I shouldn't categorize. We are a law show, by the way.
Yes, we are.
But this was so ridiculous. I had to talk about it.
Well, especially if you didn't give any signs that you were rushing anybody. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Nikki, I was watching the Michigan game.
So you're watching a football
game. I was sitting. See how still I'm sitting here right now?
Yes.
Looking at you. I wasn't even looking over towards the mayor.
Well, if you were sitting like that, you look like you're impatient sitting like that.
Okay. Oh, see, that's not fair. See? It's an inborn DNA trait that women have.
It's your posture. Made you look like you're impatient.
Nikki, I'm sitting here. See,
it's your posture.
On behalf of all men, enough.
Okay.
Enough. If we're just sitting there patiently, which is painful, waiting, it's like going shopping with women. And I love women. Don't get me wrong. I respect women.
Don't go shopping with them.
I'm just saying, as a young man with your grandparents, your great aunts,
yeah,
through a department store, it was horrible.
Don't do it.
Like
it's
how much
a trap.
How much time did my grandmother and her sisters really have to spend in the powder room? Like, what were they doing in there? Nikki, I want disclosure right now. What were they doing?
Putting on more makeup.
Putting on more makeup. So on behalf of all the men out there, I just want to state, you know, it's not easy.
No, it's not.
And you agree. See,
I do agree.
Yeah, you outed yourself because I'm just sitting here doing nothing.
Women,
and you said
yeah.
My posture indicated that I was rushing you.
Yes.
But I'm not.
Yeah, if you're sitting upright like that and your hands in your lap, that's, yeah.
Because I have good posture. I'm not rushing you. Now, if a man gets up and starts pacing back and forth.
There's a problem there.
Rattling the keys. Say, hey, or says, hey, Nikki, can I carry anything for you?
Or I'm going to leave without you?
That's a man's way of saying, you're rushing me.
Yes, that is true.
That's a man's way of saying, hurry up. You're taking way too long.
Yes, that is true.
There's no reason to be late for anything.
No, because you get started early on getting ready.
But most people
I hate
don't.
People who, you know, I don't like being late at
no,
all.
No, nor do I.
That's a big pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. Are you the type of person that will run your gas tank down to almost E before you fill it up like a Seinfeld episode?
No.
Well, remember Kramer drove on empty?
Yes, I do.
Are you that person? No. I know those people. How do you do that?
Quarter tank is my limit. There's very rare times that I've let it go to empty.
Folks, you have to have a full tank in case you have to bug out.
Especially in the winter.
Sure,
you
I just
need
said?
A full tank.
Sure,
bug
I just
out?
Said? Yeah. How can you... what if something happens and some foreign government shuts down our grid and you can no longer, for whatever reason, pump gas? Albeit the local gas station.
You won't be driving,
right.
Will you?
Therefore, you need to have a full tank so you can go pick up your loved ones, and get out of Dodge.
There you go.
Bug out. So I recommend everybody keep a full tank in case you have to get out of town.
Yeah, and I was always told, even in driver's training, keep a full tank in the middle of winter because you never know.
Nikki, don't rush me over here. I'm trying to do a show. I looked at you. I felt like you were rushing me to do the segment. We're a law show.
Yes, we are.
But because of all the politics and the election, my brain is destroyed.
Yeah, definitely. After this week, it is destroyed.
Last weekend, the Iceman Cometh bike race.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
Holy cow.
A lot of people?
Over 4,000 racers from
Kalkaska
to Traverse City. I finished the almost 30-something miles. I think it was a little short of 30 this year in 2 hours and 21 minutes.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good.
My buddy Roy took first place in the 40-over fat bike category. And I met a great guy, a professional racer named Brett Lindstrom.
Okay.
I bought a new pair of Lake cycle shoes that clip in.
Okay.
And I'm being assisted by at the expo when we picked up our registration packets. By this guy, Brett. And I keep looking at him going, God, he looks so familiar. He had long hair. Guy's in great shape.
Okay.
So we're together for about a half an hour figuring out the right type of shoe. Because your shoes have to fit the pedals.
Okay. All right.
And they're cleats. They clip in. And in the event, after a while, I looked at this guy and I said, wait a minute. You're Brent Lindstrom. This if you're a racer, this huge professional racer. And he goes, yes, I am. So... it was amazing meeting this guy.
That's great.
Guy's a stud. He's the sales and marketing director for Lake Cycling.
Okay.
So big shout out to Brett.
Oh, that was a great turnout for that, though.
Brett lives out in San Diego, so he may not be listening to the show here in Michigan. We'll send Brett the podcast.
There we go.
Great guy. But the race was unbelievable.
That
it was 64
wonderful.
Degrees in Traverse City last Saturday.
Well, yeah, last weekend was great weather.
It was crazy weather. And after the race, there was about 10,000 to 15,000 people in a big party area. Bell's Brewery sponsored the race.
Wow.
People come from all over the world to race in this race.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you can't rush the race because you're racing.
That's right.
Yeah, I got a couple shout-outs.
Okay.
Well, look, we have a lot of law to get to.
Yes, we do.
We do. I'm just trying to get warmed up here. And
okay.
I do not want to be rushed.
Okay.
Got a buddy of mine up in Harrison. Great guy, Richard Noble.
Okay.
Listens to the show. He's got a great business up there, Noble Graphics and Express Graphics. So if you need graphics, if you need T-shirts, you know, he's right there in Harrison. Great guy, great business, great family.
There we go.
Big shout out to Richard Noble.
Okay.
So if you need anything, there's like a flea market up there also.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Right there in Harrison.
I'll have to check that out.
Town Line and Old 27, Noble Graphics. Check it out. Any shameless plugs before we go to break?
Say hi to my mom, my daughter, her husband, Anthony. Of course, my two wonderful grandkids. Have to include them. And, of course, my boyfriend, Eric, and his daughter, Skylar.
I would like to double up on the same shout-outs for all those people.
Okay,
just
there we go.
Just don't rush me. We're
Say
going to
hi
break.
To my whole family.
We have a lot of law to get to. And
yes, we do.
So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Todd L. Levitt Law Show, coming back strong, Nikki, 2 weeks in a row with Def Leppard.
I know. I love Def Leppard.
I love that song.
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
It is.
I listen to
the show. It's a happy song.
I'm a happy guy.
Yes, you are.
Don't rush me. If you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt. You're tuning in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. And if you missed any portion of the first segment, you didn't miss anything.
No, not really.
No, I just complained about women rushing their men. I complained about women complaining that men are rushing them when we're doing nothing but sitting there watching football.
Yeah.
Waiting, we can't even flinch without a woman saying, don't rush me. God, those words are ingrained in my brain. That and take out the darn garbage already.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
growing
that's another
up.
One.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about the Iceman Cometh mountain bike race.
Yes, we were.
Amazing, amazing race. And the cool thing about... you know, these bike races, there's bike shops from all over the state, all sorts of companies that support the bikers. And the morning of the race, I had purchased these new shoes from Lake Shoes, my buddy Brent Lindstrom.
Okay.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, he's a sales and marketing director. Great guy. You got to look him up. The guy's a stud. Amazing professional racer. But I was missing a cleat. And so as I was getting ready to race, approach the starting line, there was like 55 waves of people going off every 3 minutes from Kalkaska to Timber Ridge.
Okay.
I needed to get these new shoes fixed. I did not want to wear my old pair. So there's a McLean Cycle and Fitness had a booth set up at the starting line. They're a great shop. They're in Traverse City on 750 8th Street, McLean Cycle and Fitness.
Okay.
So I went up to the booth, and they're there to help bikers. And this guy, Sean, who runs McLean, they also have a location in Cadillac. Great shop. If you want to go biking or you're looking for fitness gear, you have to check out McLean.
Okay.
Cycle and Fitness.
All right.
He, out of just kindness, fixed my new shoes so that I could use them in the race.
Wow.
And it made all the difference.
That's great.
So he didn't ask for any money. And he gave me...
It was the kindness of his heart to help a racer.
He gave me free gear.
Wow.
To fix. Well, the gear was the cleat to put on my new Lake shoes so I could race properly.
So there you go.
Because you have to have the right boot. You have to have the right shoe so your foot is really clipped into these cleats, these, you know, clipless pedals.
Okay.
Because when you're racing, you can't move your feet. They're clipped in.
Oh,
so if
wow.
you fall, you have to get your feet out pretty quick.
I'd say so.
Yeah, there. So big shout out to McLean.
That's nice of them to do that.
Yeah, wasn't that cool of him?
That is.
Great guy.
So word of mouth now, he could get more business off of you now.
Right.
So there we go. That's the way it works.
Here's another cannabis update, as if we don't do it every week.
Well, it's a big topic.
There's a lot of misconception out there about what's going on. You cannot, I cannot say this enough, you cannot apply for one of the 5 Covenant licenses until no sooner than December of 2017. If you or someone you know right now is building structures and you're planning on applying for a license and you're going to start growing and selling in 2017, without approval from the local municipality to send to the state, you're out of luck. In order to get a license, the local municipality must have an ordinance that complies with the state law, so that when you're sending in your application, you're also sending in the approval from the local community that you specifically have approval. And not only that, that you specifically have approval, but that they have an ordinance that specifically gives the approval to grow, cultivate, process, or whatever license you're applying for.
Correct. Yes.
Right. But what's happening is I'm getting word that some people are just deciding, listen, let's build a pole barn and let's just put up these structures because we're going to get one of those licenses. Okay, yes, the law does say that the new medical marijuana board shall issue a license, the word shall, S-H-A-L-L. That means they have to. If you qualify, you will get a license.
Okay.
But in order to qualify, you first have to have proof from your local municipality.
Correct.
But here's the problem. There's 50,000 people out there that want to get their hands on one of these.
Of course there is.
If you break up the entire Upper and Lower Peninsula, do you really think that take all the municipalities and big cities into consideration that there's going to be 50,000 people in business?
Oh, no,
there's
definitely
no way.
Not. No way.
If you're living in a town between, let's say, Lansing and Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
Any small town.
All right.
First of all, the township may opt out and not even allow it.
That's true.
So if you're building a pole barn right now, which, look, I'm not saying you shouldn't. I hope you get a license. But if you are, you better get permission first from your municipality and find out from the supervisor and the men and women who run that township if they're going to enact an ordinance that complies with the state law so that you can apply and seek it.
Right. Otherwise, you're building that pole barn and it's not going to be used for what you want it to.
And then you can't request until December 2017 to begin with.
Correct.
And there's a lot of exclusions.
Oh, yes, there is. I remember you going through them.
On my website, centralmichiganlawyer.com, centralmichiganlawyer.com. Nikki, by the way, we came back strong with Def Leppard today.
Yes, we did.
I just had an ADD moment.
Okay.
Because you smiled. You see?
No problem.
Don't rush me. I'm trying to do a show.
And you're doing very
but
well.
But I wanted to clarify that.
Yes.
Testing facility license, transportation, processing, cultivating, dispensary, otherwise known as a provisioning center. Those are the five covenant licenses you can apply for.
But they still need to get county approval.
No.
For the ordinances.
Local municipality local approval.
Okay.
And for instance, I was told, I already know of a half a dozen communities where I have been told they are opting out.
Wow.
I've done my research. I have literally contacted in the UP and lower below the bridge municipalities to see where they are at.
Yeah, and if they opt out, they opt out.
Yeah. There's something called the MTA, the Municipal Township Association. And a lot of local prosecutors are now educating the men and women who run the townships and local communities and counties as to what the laws are.
Okay. Well, yeah,
so it's
they
a good
have
thing.
To know. Yes.
It's a good thing. And there's a lot of people out there that don't are not advocates as we are.
Correct.
Of the changes, and they're fearful of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a scary thing.
You should be no more fearful than alcohol sold at the local party store down the block or grocery store.
I'm more fearful of the alcohol.
How many people each year die from alcohol-related accidents, and how many people on record that you know of died? And I look, they do exist, and I apologize for anyone that has lost loved ones from smoking and driving. Now, a combination of smoking, pharmaceutical pills and alcohol, deadly combination.
Oh, definitely.
And here's the other thing. There will be a testing method for law enforcement, and they're working on it right now, that if they pull you over, there's going to be a THC limit. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, it is.
Because here's the thing. Yeah, exactly. So I pull you over, Nikki. I'm an officer.
Right.
I request that you submit to a chemical test, blood. Do not say no, by the way.
Correct.
Folks, do never... Yeah. Ever say no if an officer requests that you submit to a chemical test, either blood, urine, or breath sample, because a no results in a 1-year implied consent suspension of your Michigan driving privileges.
Wow.
People think, oh, I'll say no because by the time they get the warrant to get my blood, my BAC will go down. Well, there's some truth to that, but if they don't charge you, there's still going to be a case against your driving privileges.
Correct.
So,
right.
And I specialize, one of the specialties besides cannabis is driver's license restoration.
Right.
Now, if you are someone that has an implied consent suspension, circuit court does have the authority to grant you a restricted restricted privileges for that entire 1 year period of suspension.
Okay.
But this, let's go full circle back to why we discussed driver's license in the first place, because there's going to be a testing method down the road for law enforcement to test your levels.
Right.
THC nanograms I'm not sure about that, because one, there's going to be a problem with the device because it's going to be brand new.
Correct.
People are going to be wrongly convicted.
Well, yeah, because it stays in your system quite a while.
And people are affected differently.
Yes, they are.
Some people are paranoid. Some people are chillaxed. I'm going to go back
Everybody has a different reaction to any medication or anything.
And by the way, local municipalities out there, if anyone's listening, there is a benefit to the local municipality to allow these new cannabis businesses to exist, because there is a state fund that the municipalities will be able to tap into each year based on how many licenses they have in their communities.
Oh, there you
go. I'm so smart.
So there's an incentive.
Am I smart?
Yes, you are.
I'm just screwing around. I don't claim to be smart. I know
but
nothing.
But that's a big incentive.
I know I don't like to be rushed, so do not rush this segment. There's your cannabis update.
There we go.
Yeah, we need to go to break.
Yes,
we do. No, is that proper? We have to go to break.
We actually do have to.
So, Nikki, take us out. We'll be right back with the Todd 11 Law Show featuring Nick.
And T-O-double-D.
We'll be right back. To the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Nick, we have a new president.
Yes, we do.
And we're not talking about
it. Nope, we're not going any farther.
And we're not moving.
Nope.
We decided after careful thought that we love this country.
Yes, we do.
We're staying put. It doesn't matter who's president.
It actually doesn't.
I would never move. Are you kidding me?
No.
We live in the greatest country in the world.
We live in the greatest state.
Okay, let's talk about the state.
Michigan is
I just love this country. I love our vets. I just love America. USA.
Yes.
One of the coolest things that happened to me recently, back when Central Michigan had their homecoming,
yeah,
I was downtown at the old pub, the Blue Gator now. Great. You want to go to a great bar, go to the Blue Gator in downtown Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
I love, you know, the family that owns a Blue Gator, they also own a great sushi place, Midori. You can get sushi in Mount Pleasant also, and they own Cheers. Great family. They've always provided this community with lots of places to eat and be entertained.
That's great.
But when we were in the bar during homecoming, the entire place broke out with USA, USA. There was nothing going on. There was football on the TV.
Okay.
And it just felt so good.
Well, that is great.
Oh, yeah. It was a great feeling.
It makes you happy.
Heck, yeah, it does. But the state of Michigan, as you mentioned, what a great state.
It is.
Why would you want to move out of Michigan?
Yeah, there's just so much to offer here. And, yeah, it's a great place to live.
And you know what the greatest thing is about Michigan?
What's that?
That us Michiganders, wherever we go, we have a map. We have two maps on both hands. We're the only state, wherever you go, you can pull out your map, which is your hand.
I live here.
But think about that.
That's true.
Now, you could take your thumb and turn it upside down, and that would look like Florida in the panhandle, doesn't it?
Kind of does,
And that's my finger right there. I'm not going to say which one. But look, I was talking to my cousin Anthony and Robert.
Okay.
Pizziali, Israeli. And I'm looking at my hand, okay? And we're talking about something. And they're... And there were other people that were with us, and they're also looking at my hand. And I said, wait a minute. I go, you guys have your own map. Can you stop grabbing my hand? They were all trying to point to something on my hand because we were talking about a location.
Okay.
It was so funny because...
That's exactly what we do for somebody who doesn't know.
I said, Pizzy, look at your own hand.
There you go.
I thought that was funny.
That is.
You know, we're having an entertaining show today because we're just exhausted from all the politics.
Oh, no kidding. I'm wore out. I'm glad it's over.
I'm beat.
Yeah. All right, Todd, I got a question for you.
Okay, just don't rush the answer.
I won't rush it. Sunday, I'm on my way, Sunday afternoon. I'm on my way going from Port Huron. There was a radio station just happened to be giving some news that people on 69 are throwing items over the overpass onto the expressway traffic.
That's extremely dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Under any circumstances.
Now, if a cop comes by and hopefully they catch these people, what happens to them? Do they really get persecuted to you know, big time for this?
Absolutely.
I mean, it might have not hit a car, but what if they do? What if there's a major accident?
First off, nobody should throw anything from any overpass. And if they are caught, number one, let's say they hit a car. They could be charged. If they don't hit a person specifically, they can't be charged with any type of felonious assaultive crime.
Okay.
Because no one was touched. But
Got
they could
it.
Be charged with an attempted act.
Okay.
They could be it could be extreme.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean,
because it depends on what they're throwing.
Right. And if they hit a car and that car gets in an accident because of it, whether the person gets injured or dies, there could be a lot of consequences.
I would
there.
Say if you're caught throwing something over an overpass, which you should never do, and if you see someone doing it, report it immediately, that you're going to be charged with some serious felony.
Well, good.
Some type of aggravated felonious assault. But the thing is, you would have to prove that they were targeting individuals in motor vehicles to file charges in regards to an assault of crime, because you have to have a victim.
Right, because if you just got these kids up there thinking it's funny and
well,
cool,
they could be charged with destroying property, because if they're throwing something onto a roadway,
okay,
and it's going to damage the roadway below, so now they're damaging state and county property.
All right.
So there's destruction of property, and I mean, there could be a half a dozen other charges.
Well, all right. I was just curious about that.
I mean, doesn't that make sense?
On. Yes, it does.
I mean, you're putting me on the spot, but I'm a defense attorney. I'm okay
right.
with that.
There
I'm
you go.
Pretty quick on my feet.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't
that,
like to be
I didn't
rushed.
Rush you.
During the first segment, I was complaining because women will look at their men, and we could be doing nothing. We could be sitting there. We could be sitting there with our eyes closed. In fact, we could be sleeping, and a woman would say, stop rushing me.
Because you fell asleep, she'd probably take it that way, too. You fell asleep waiting. You better watch that.
It's just ridiculous.
It is.
Oh, you're agreeing with me.
I do. I still agree with you on that one.
Which one?
Women sometimes making men wait and say that they're rushing.
You know what? You want to know something else that's painful for men? Since
what?
You're a woman, going to a store.
What type of store?
And waiting for women to pick out makeup.
Oh.
That's a thing that takes so long.
For
I mean, you,
some women.
If you can't,
if they wear a lot of makeup.
No, I'm talking cover up, eyeliner. You know, I've been through
this. That's the whole shebang.
No, it could take a woman an hour just to look at eyeliner that she buys every week. Like, buy the same eyeliner, you should know exactly where it's at. You walk into the store, beeline the aisle, grab it, and let's get out of there.
Yes.
You don't have to look at all the new colors, because you're not going to wear it anyhow. You wear
you
the same color.
You know what color you wear.
Because of the tone of your skin.
Yes, yes.
I know a lot about this, don't I?
A little bit too much.
Because I've been dragged through
my grandma, I remember.
No, grandmother,
yep.
Mother. Ex,
yes,
you know who,
I remember.
Girlfriends, you know, I'm just saying.
I know.
It's the makeup aisle for a man is very painful.
I can understand that.
Yeah. We'd rather go, you know, watch someone pick out pizza out of the frozen section than makeup.
I'd rather go pick out pizza.
You could, you know what? You could
I
go.
I hate the perfume section is what I hate. Drives my allergies up a wall.
I like the pretty ladies that spray you with perfume.
I dodge everybody with perfume.
If you're going to go to, guys, if you're going to a department store, don't tell your wives or girlfriends this. If you're going to park somewhere, park by, go ahead of time and scout the department store out, and always make sure you park near the perfume area so you can walk through the department store into the mall by all the pretty ladies.
Okay.
Is that too much info?
A little bit too much.
Is there a player in the house?
I think so.
But the makeup section is very painful.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
It would be like, as a guy, I think it should be equal. That if a woman is going to tell a guy he's rushing her, or if a man has to go shopping in a makeup section with his woman, which is very painful, then the woman should come with us and take part in what we do. Like, what's the thing? What would a woman complain that a guy takes too long doing?
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. Nothing.
Unless...
Setting up a deer blind? No. That's enjoyable.
It is.
Women do the same thing. They love it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so don't criticize us for that.
Right? The way they drive.
How do we drive?
I know a few people who have lead foots and swerve and...
Men?
Yes. I have a hard time because I'm actually holding the dashboard in place. I'm so terrified.
Okay.
I upset my boyfriend because I touched the dashboard when he's driving.
Okay, do not do that.
I know.
Do not hold on.
He actually now does it purposely just to see me grab the dashboard.
Here's a question for you. Before you dated your boyfriend, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Okay, he was fine driving the way he drives, correct?
Correct.
So what makes you think just because you're a passenger, he's going to do anything worse?
He doesn't. He just scares me, and I think he now finds it funny.
What gets me is when somebody tells you something and how to do something that you've done your entire life. Like, thank you for telling me that, because I've gone throughout my entire life with you not being in my life. And how did I ever get by without you? How did I ever get by without you?
That's a good point.
How about, have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah, that's a good
point. In a relationship where somebody wants to tell you something, it's like, no, I did not know that. I could not get by. How did I live my entire life without you, not having you tell me that?
Yeah, and it's something
that is so annoying.
It is very annoying.
That's the same thing as the Mr. Know-It-All.
True.
They know everything. Who is that person?
Oh, too many family members.
What are some of the other things that men do that annoy women? Complain that women take too long?
Shaving and not cleaning up after they shave their beards.
In the
leaving
sink?
Leaving the shaving clippings all over the place.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Shaving clippings, that irritates me all over the sink.
How about stepping out of the shower and getting water all over the bathroom floor? Is that a guy thing or is that just a me thing?
I just think
that's just a Todd thing.
It has to be, because
it's my bathroom. If I want a flood, I'm going to create a flood.
I got that rug there that sucks up the water when you get out of the shower. So that's going to be wet. I mean, it happens when you get out of the shower.
I'm all about having dolphins swim around my bathroom. In fact, when I go home and take a shower later today, because I like to shower twice a day sometimes. Why not? You got to reboot
the
day. It's like you have to reboot.
Yeah, you shower in the morning to wake up, and you shower at night to go to sleep.
I don't want to go that far.
Mine helps me sleep.
But if you work all day out in the fields, or you're a blue-collar man or woman, you want to shower. Yeah,
definitely.
How about that? Would a woman complain about that? Man working all day out on the rigs and comes home and doesn't take a shower?
That would irritate me. You shower before you go to bed.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We have to go to break.
Yes, we do.
This is the post-election show where our brains are just fried.
Yep, we're talking about everything but the election.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about law, and we're a law show. We probably
have some law. A little bit.
Do you think we have any listeners left?
I think we do.
I hope so.
Because they're done with the election, too, and want some different topics.
I know my buddy Loomis is listening out there. Big shout out to Loomis and my buddy Elsie Ellsworth out there. A lot of good people. Frank Bailey. My buddy Todd Wakely, haven't given them shout-outs in a long time. I love those guys.
Oh, yeah, great guys.
No, great guys.
Yep.
Hey, let's go to break. Let's finish strong.
Across the street, she shuts out the night. guess the thousands waiting as she turns out the light. But it's too late, too late, too late, too late for love, too late.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Finishing strong, Nick.
Yes, we are.
This is our post-election show.
Yes, it is. I'm done.
My brain is fried.
It is. It's called, you have to recharge now.
Recharge, so we're having sort of a light-hearted show.
Yes, we are.
And we're talking about things that, as a man, that women do that annoy us men, and what women are annoyed by from men.
Correct.
And here's one for you.
All right.
This isn't a man or woman thing.
Okay.
I think this is more like it could be. If I'm going to pick up food and I say, Nick, I'm going to Taco Bell.
Okay.
I'm going to Pudgy's.
All right.
Or I'm going to Roz's. I'm going somewhere to get some food.
Okay.
Okay. And do you want me to pick you up anything? Because I'm getting food for myself.
Okay.
Do you want anything?
No.
Okay, you sure you don't want any fries? You want no tacos, no Crunchwrap Supremes?
No, thank you.
Okay, but listen, this food I'm buying is for me. I am not giving you any of my food.
You're not going to share.
No, you're not getting a bite. I'm asking you right now before I leave, do you want anything? I will pay.
Do you understand that when you bring it back, us women smell it, then we want it?
Okay, to all my roommates out there, friends and family, who when questioned in this line of questioning, who has said no, and then when I came home for decades and decades have grabbed my food after I asked you if you want anything, offering to buy you.
Right.
You know, what the heck?
It smelled good when you brought that's it one back. Of my,
that's not a man hungry. Or woman thing. That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I can understand.
You know, like, get your hand out of my bag of fries.
Okay.
You know.
Well, you can share one, right?
After you have French fries in a bag, you're always looking for that leftover French fry.
Oh, of course.
I think it's a great idea if someone wants to make an invention to put a little secret pouch at the bottom so it catches French fries. And so when you think you're done, there's little secret surprises in there. Is that a great invention?
That would be.
Get your hands off my plate.
Okay. I'll give you that one.
When you're eating, when you have dinner, lunch, or breakfast with someone, and they're looking at your food, that you ordered something different, and they're looking at you like they want to taste your food, that annoys me.
Really? Well, there's sometimes
it's my
where
food. Why? No.
We'll share and taste it because we made an agreement before we ordered.
There are some people who always want to taste your food.
No, I wouldn't like
and
that.
And don't. I was raised to chew with my mouth closed.
Oh, that's so annoying.
That's a woman thing.
Is that a man or woman thing? Dragging your teeth across your fork.
No, I don't hear too much of that.
I do. People clanking.
Talking with your mouth open, I can't handle that.
You mean chewing?
Chewing.
And talking.
No, talking while you're chewing.
Yeah.
What is that?
Annoying.
How about the person who is you're having dinner with and there's food on their face and they haven't wiped it yet, but you don't know them well enough to tell them that there's food on their face?
I'll tell them.
Well, what if you just met this person?
I'll still tell
them.
What
if you're out with another couple? And the wife, your friend's wife, has food on her face and your friend is not telling her.
That's when you sneakingly pretend to wipe yours and you're looking at them so they'll know.
Like, do you need excuse me, Miss Waitress, can you bring a napkin over here?
Do you need an extra napkin?
How about that?
I'll tell somebody if they got food on their face because I'd want the same courtesy back at me.
You should tell somebody.
Yes, you should.
What, as a man, I can't stand when somebody walks up to me and tries to adjust my tie. It doesn't happen often.
Well, like it's crooked right now?
Right, but I decided to, that's my choice.
That's true.
If I'm all done with court and it's the end of the day and I loosen up my tie, or if it's first thing in the morning and I tie my tie a certain way, maybe once every couple of years someone will come up to you and say, hey, let me fix your tie for you.
Oh, really?
They'll actually put their hands on you.
Okay.
You don't do
that. Personal space.
Personal space, but you know what? I'm fine just the way I look because I look good. Look, I do have a suit and tie on right now.
Yes, you do. It's a nice striped tie.
Look at the color of the suit. What color is that suit?
All blue. It's nice. It's navy.
It is navy blue.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a big stuff happening today.
Always.
Always.
Hey, Todd. here's something that annoys me.
What's that?
You're invited to a friend's house or, you know, somebody for dinner.
Okay.
So, you know, you and your significant other go into their house for dinner. They have dogs. They know that everything's fine with dogs, but you're eating and their dog is staring at you. Whether the dog is whining or drooling or just staring at you, that annoys me to no living end.
Okay. You don't have to look at the dog, Nick.
How can you not if they're staring at you? You know, they got those puppy eyes and they're watching you eat.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Are they, let me ask you a couple questions. Is the dog in front of you? Is it across the room? Where would the dog be?
A couple instances, the dog was directly right off to the side of me, like within 2 feet.
Now, whoever owns the dog should be responsible to say, come here, Fido, come here, Snoopy, come here, Big Red,
go lay down.
Come here, Scooby-Doo, get out of the way.
I don't like being stared at by animals when I'm eating. I don't like that.
How about if you have a cat, and I love cats. I'm not an anti-cat guy.
Okay.
I actually know men, real rugged men that own cats.
Yeah, I have a cat and a dog.
Okay. Do they get along?
Yes, they do. Actually, the cat beats up the dog.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, the cat rules the house.
How about if you have a cat and somebody comes over and they do not like cats and they do not want that cat anywhere near them? Like, that's almost insulting to you as a pet owner.
Well, yeah.
Like, I've had somebody in my house like that. Like, I've heard people, I've been around people who have screamed when there's, like, not so much men, but, oh my God, there's a cat. I can't be around a cat. Like,
yeah, I've had people say, can you lock it in another room?
What is that? That's insulting.
This is my house.
That's so insulting.
Yeah, it is.
It's a cat.
My cat's not going to bother you.
It's not going to bother you.
Yeah.
Pizzi Alley just called me, by the way, on my cell phone. Robert Pizzi, Robert J. Pizzi Alley.
He knows you were talking
about
him.
Great attorney. Great attorney. And my cousin. All right. So, cats.
Yeah. My cat loves people, actually. So, there are some people who don't particularly care to have the cat by them. Because my cat, you sit on my couch, it'll probably end up in your lap. Because my cat loves people. But if the people don't like it, I will get my cat down. But I'm not going to lock him up.
You know, cats have been chewing catnip for centuries.
Yeah, they
have.
And
the federal government still won't let us have our cannabis. What is that?
Yeah, there's a problem.
What is
there.
That? If I mean, cats are so
we
chill.
We can't mellow like our cat.
We can't be chillax like our cats.
That's not fair.
I mean, have you ever just, you know, years ago, before medical marijuana, and I'm not implying anything, but have you ever just looked at your cat after giving your cat catnip and saying, you know, this is something's not right here.
Yes, I'm jealous.
I'm not recommending you smoke the catnip.
Oh, gosh, no.
No one try that at home. But how is it years ago when you're looking at a cat with catnip that's legal, but yet humans can't, you know, do...
Be mellow too?
But humans are not allowed to participate in their own activities involving their own catnip, so to speak.
Yeah, really?
That's a great
it's
name for
taken a lot
cannabis.
Of years
catnip.
For this.
Catnip cannabis.
There we go.
I love it. Hey, we have to go. This was our post-election show. We're a little giddy.
We're drained.
We're
That's
drained. We had a lot of law here. I'm sorry we didn't get to it. Next week.
Next week. We'll make it up to everybody.
Next week, folks, listen. The country needs to come together. Everything will be okay.
Yes.
It will all be okay.
Yes, it will.
Do you agree?
Yes, and be happy.
Be happy.
Save the turtles.
Save the turtles. If you have a cat, get your cat some catnip.
Give the dog a bone to keep it away from you while you're eating dinner.
Give the dog a bone. Well, Nikki, you have a great Sunday afternoon, and be sure to tip the waitstaff on the way out.
Yes, definitely.
No, you have to tip the waiters and waitresses.
Yeah, be nice.
Be
tip
nice.
Them.
I'm going to give our staff here a big tip, the wait staff here a big tip.
Okay.
We're in a studio. There's no wait staff.
Yeah, but we got to go to lunch, though.
Let's go. I'm hungry.
Me too.
You can't have any of my food.
I won't.
I'll get you some catnip.
Oh,
it's legal. It's legal.
Okay.
Hey, we got to go. I'm not just a litigator.
You're an advocator.
Nick, take us out.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, and by Innovative Insulation Systems. For those cold and hot days, make sure your insulation pays.